Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I don't think Mr. Putin needs many signs that it hasn't been going well for him in Ukraine.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Russia has failed many strategic objectives and is reinforcing troops in the Donbas region. Ukraine's foreign minister said it would be difficult to consider negotiations with Russia following recent atrocities, but Kirby held out hope.
This war could end today. Mr. Putin could do the right thing now. He could sit down in good faith with President Zelensky immediately, and this war could end.
Kirby says with the appointment of a new Russian commanding general in Ukraine, the next phase of the conflict could become even more protracted and bloody. President Joe Biden announced federal regulations to target privately made firearms known as ghost guns. Manufacturers of the do-it-yourself kits will have to be licensed and must add serial numbers.
All of a sudden, it's no longer a ghost. It has a return address. It's going to help save lives, reduce crime, and get more criminals off the streets.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz and other critics argued the weapons are already subject to the same laws as any other gun.
There are zero data, no evidence whatsoever, that this is contributing to crime at all. This is a made-up problem.
However, the Justice Department reported a tenfold increase in ghost guns recovered from crime scenes between 2016 and 2021. The House Appropriations Committee wants to take up its fiscal year 2023 spending bills in June, with potential floor votes in July. The White House is requesting $813 billion of defense spending and about $831 billion for domestic and foreign aid programs. Florida's Republican state leaders say legislative staff will not draw a new congressional map. Instead, they're leaving it to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis to reapportion the state's 28 congressional districts. DeSantis is pushing for a map that would give the GOP more seats than maps approved by the House and Senate. A federal court challenge to the 2018 Georgia gubernatorial race is underway. Democrat Stacey Abrams contends her Republican opponent, now Governor Brian Kemp, used his position as Secretary of State to promote voter suppression.
Anytime a party in power feels that their best way to win is by constricting the vote, we are all in danger and we should all be in arms.
Kemp denies the allegation. Abrams is running again this year and will face Kemp should he win the GOP primary. President Trump's approval rating among Republicans is holding strong in key GOP states, according to new polling, which suggests he remains more popular than other party leaders. Should Republicans take back the House in November, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy promises to hold the Biden administration accountable, but says he won't support efforts to impeach President Biden for political purposes. Members of the GOP want investigations into the Afghanistan withdrawal, COVID-19's origins, and border security. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.